The legend is that Reb Zundel turned on him and caught him while he was following him, while he was watching him. And he told him that if you want to be a great Jew, first you must be a God-fearing Jew. Now, by that he meant that there had been a tremendous emphasis always on scholarship, on Torah scholarship. But sometimes the Torah scholarship, as the Talmud itself tells us, is not always accompanied by the finest of characters or by the best of character traits or by being a good person. And especially during that time, many of the leading scholars were guilty of character problems, which led to haughtiness and led to disputes within the Jewish community. It led to a lot of problems. And therefore, the words that Reb Zundel said to Reb Yisrael made a profound impression upon him. Reb Yisrael said later in life that when he was 14, he was able to say a halachic discourse, a pilpul in Talmud, he said, the equal of almost anyone in the generation. But he said, after Reb Zundel, he never did it again, because Reb Zundel showed him that it was not true. It was just an exhibition of a great mind, but it was not true. And he resolved from that time on that he would not let himself be blinded from the truth by his own talents. Yisrael Salanter was a genius of outstanding proportions. The stories about him are of such nature that it almost boggles the mind. The story is told once during the early part of his career, when he wanted to establish the Musar movement. So the only way to establish it was, first of all, to prove that he was an eminent Talmudic scholar. Otherwise, he would not have an audience that would accept what he had to say as being valid. So he would travel from town to town in Lithuania and White Russia and deliver shiurim, drushes, classes, lectures, discourses. And since he was such a genius and he knew so much, anyone who heard his lecture was so impressed that then he was able in the last half hour to say what he wanted to say regarding Musar and ethics and human behavior, etc. So the story is told, again, I always tell you to preface about stories, about legends, but you'll see that this legend is not told about other people. So it tells us something about him. They used to post, as is still the custom in yeshivas, to post Mari Makomos. Mari Makomos is a list of the topics and sources that are going to be discussed in the lecture, so that if you want to prepare for the lecture, you have the 8-10 basic works that are going to be quoted, which piece of the Talmud, which piece of the Rambam, which piece of Rashi, etc., so that you can prepare for the lecture. So the custom always was that the day before the lecture, they would post it in the Beis Medrash, and then everybody would be able to work on it. And what happened was that either someone with a warped sense of humor or someone that was an enemy of his or an enemy of the Musar movement, as there were many, took down the Mari Makomos that he had posted and put up a completely different set of Mari Makomos, completely different list. And the list was of such a nature that one thing had nothing to do with another. The story is told that Rabbi Yisrael came into the Beis Medrash 5 minutes before the shir, and he looked at the Mari Makomos, and he saw what happened. So he said the shir on those Mari Makomos, on the ones that had been put up in order to trip him. You know, in 5 minutes he was able to put the whole thing together and the genius of, and to put it together. It's not as weird as it sounds, because in Torah there are underlying threads that run through everything, even in halacha. And therefore, topics which on the surface are completely disparate one from the other nevertheless can be bound together. But it takes genius to do it, inside genius.